Say.
So I've had two. They're small things, and on their own, perhaps they don't look that big, but I think when we add all these things together, we'll see that God is actually changing the atmosphere over Mulbarton. I went into the co-op to buy the ingredients for the children to make their biscuits last weekend, and I got to the checkout, and the girl at the checkout said, "Oh, you're going to be busy making something this morning, or baking this morning, or something at home." And I said, "Well, actually, I'm not going to be baking at home. I'm going to be baking at church." And she went, "Oh, is that messy church then?" So I said, "No, messy church is blah, 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 blah." So she said, "Oh, I see. It's all the people go to that, don't they?" So I said, "Yes, they do." So then she said, "So what's this thing, this church cafe thing then?" So I just explained all that that was as well. And I went out of there just thinking, my goodness, all I did was go into the shop and buy some ingredients and said I was baking at church. And she felt she could ask questions. That's one of my main prayers is, God, make them ask me the questions, because it's much easier when they ask you. Well, the second thing was on Wednesday when I was at school, and I think I can share this, can't I? We got a gap in the day, and I said, "Well, perhaps the wren of the day would like to go and choose a book out of the story box." So she came back with this great heavy book, which was hard-backed, and plonked it in my lap upside down. I thought, "Whatever is this?" I thought, "This is going to keep us here all morning." Turned it over, and it was the Bible she'd got. So I thought, "Yes." So I opened the book, and it's actually Mrs. Theobald, not a very exciting looking book on the inside. It had one picture for each story. And I thought, "Oh." So I said to her, "Well, would you like to choose which story we have?" So she went through it all, and she said, "I like this one with the donkey in it. Can we have this one?" And it was the one about the Good Samaritan. And I started to read the story and realised that because I was looking at the book so much, I was losing their attention. So I thought, "Right, we're not going to read the book. I'll hold the book and I'll tell the story." And they're absolutely riveted to it. And at the end, I said, "So who do you think your neighbour is?" And they all went, "Well, it must be everybody, mustn't it?" And I thought, I don't believe I've just done this. This was story time. Thank you, Mrs. Theobald, for the privilege of working in your school.